Sharer, S-H-A-R-E-R, birthday 2354. Patient presents with history of request for blood pressure medicines. Blood pressure 137/59. Allergies to morphine and Percocet. Past history, hypertension, diabetes, nausea, GERD, weak leading to thrombosis, history of block, intestinal blockage, SP surgery, obesity, surgery, hysterectomy, C-section type 2, left leg, kidney stone. Present illness. Refills. Patient states she stopped Eliquil for the past few months. Doesn't think she needs it. Over a year post deepening thrombosis, following COVID, abdominal surgery for obstruction. Here for blood pressure meds. Only taking the sildenafil, not taking the remainder of meds. States she treats diabetes but died. Hemoglobin 10.2, hematocrit 31.1, blood work in December, glycohemoglobin 7.0 at that time, past history is above, with anemia, social and family history, non-contributory. Vital signs, no acute distress, head eyes, ears, no stroke, within normal limits, and aquitine masses, rigidity, lungs clear, loss of cardiac percussion, heart rate rhythm without movements of gallop, abdomen, soft without adenomegaly, back, no severe tenderness, skin without lesions, disordered rashes, extremities without tenderness, restrictive range of motion, neuropsychiatric within normal limits. Patient had lab profile, with workup of, plus workup of anemia. Recommended colonoscopy in the future. Final diagnosis, diabetes type 2, hypertension, anemia, GERD. Patients get medications refilled and they check on lab results in a few days for additional workup and evaluation of the other evaluation of anemia. Thank you, Dr. Halberdier.